We're going to roll right along now with my good friend, once again, Mr. Daryl Purpose. Daryl.
Thank you, Pat. I was having dinner with my good friend Ellis Paul in Maine. It was some years ago, maybe 10 years ago, and his wife had prepared a meal. His wife at the time prepared a meal, and he made a toast. And it was kind of an amazing. It was one of those meals, you know. It was one of those great times. And he made a toast. "This is how I see my life," he said. "My beautiful wife, this wonderful meal, my good friend, and my new house they had just bought." And we toasted. And then I looked at the fourth chair. And Kathleen Brophy and I wrote this song. The next day, this is called The Fourth Chair. Tonight we did it again. Small square table, three friends. No matter how long it's been. Tell them my tales from the road. They tell me about buying baby clothes. And we laugh about the way things go. First chair, he's a friend of mine. Second chair, she's pouring more wine. And I make a toast to a meal so fine. But in my mind, you're there in the fourth chair. He and I would travel around. Neither thought we'd settle down. Now he's built a house in his old hometown. Me, I'm still making my way, looking for one more town to play. So how long you gonna stay? First chair, he listens real well. Second chair, the story she tells. It's easy for me to see how we fell. My thoughts dwell on you there in the fourth chair. Whole antique, stand alone. A day creek or a crack. Food is cleared, the wood's on the fire. We talk till we get tired. We pull out guitars and strum out for you. Play my new batch of tunes, but not the one I wrote for you. You know that one that made you cry. First chair, he's rocking slow. Second chair, she's starting to show. And I get my things, it's time to go. With one last slow cold stay at the fourth chair. Here's a brand new one. Morning in Blue Forest, war's dark aftermath. Bones of beasts and humans down the Cypress path. An elephant came charging, half moon on the rise, full of crazy anger, fire in her eyes. she was drunk with sorrow and water laced with wine. Crashing trees and temples down all along the line. The great feet shook like thunder, lightning in her gaze. Every second stretched into 1,000 days. And the whole wide world was singing of man and war and art. When Buddha smiled at the elephant. Buddha was the gentle rain that fell over the land. He held the mighty elephant like a lotus in his hand. The elephant stood frozen like she had turned to stone. Such a force of kindness the beast had never known. So she swept away the dust from her master's feet, as Buddha beamed with loving kindness down the broken street. Her giant tears came falling down like crystal rain when the Buddha came to wash away her pain. And the whole wide world was singing of man and war and art. Buddha smiled at the elephant with his heart. Buddha on his daily walk to take alms for the poor, came to tame an elephant with love instead of war. The miracle of true love, like a constellation shone. Such a force of kindness the world had never known. The whole wide world was singing of man and war and art. When Buddha smiled at the elephant with his heart. And the whole wide world was singing of man and war and art. When Buddha smiled at the elephant with his heart.
Thank you.
I got one more for you. Pat asked for this one. It goes way back, and I heard Sarah talking about signature songs. I guess this, at least at one time, was my signature song. A song I wrote with Robert Morgan Fisher. It's called Mr. Schwinn. Mr. Schwinn was as thin as a pelican's grin, and I took him my bike when the wheel wouldn't spin. When the wheel wouldn't spin, or the gear wouldn't shift for fixing a bike, a man had a gift. They were stashed in the back of his waterfront shack. His and her bikes, perfectly matched, like a groom and a bride, waiting to take their honeymoon ride. He'd say, one of these bikes is more than a twin, as he pumped up the tires, polished the rim. I'm saving it for my Mrs. Schwinn. Yes, the wires and the tires filled me with desire, and the sprockets and streamers were truly admired, by all kinds of folks who watched as he carefully tightened the spokes. yes, the chrome really shone. But if truth be known, at the end of the day, he went home alone. Yes, he went home alone by way of the pier, and he watched the sun turn and the sun disappear. He'd say, one of these bikes is more than a swim. As he oiled the chain, polished the rim, I'm saving it for my Mrs. Schwinn. He'd say, one of these bikes is more than a twin. As he tested the brakes, polished the rim, I'm saving it, my Mrs. Schwinn. Yesterday was the day that I heard someone say, the old man at the bicycle shop passed away. Mr. Schwinn passed away, and my wife and I cried, 'cause he never did take that honeymoon ride. 'Twas with grim discipline that the town buried him, and the gravestone revealed that his name wasn't Schwinn. No, his name wasn't Schwinn, but I'll tell you with pride, he gave me the groom, my wife, the bride. Mr. Schwinn was as thin as a pelican's grin, and I took him my bike when the wheel wouldn't spin, when the wheel wouldn't spin or the gear wouldn't shift or fix it. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Pat. Really a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl. Daryl Purvis. All right. You're listening to Radio Live, coming to you live this evening and every time you hear it live from the Museum of Commerce, located on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We do the program live the first Thursday of every month. And we do broadcasts of previous programs on subsequent Thursday nights on the radio station. And then we have the television version of the program every weeknight at 9 p.m. on WUWF-TV on Cox Cable Channel 4. So you can watch it all week long. You can watch it all month long. But the best part is being here live, and I think you all would agree. This is way better than watching it or listening to it at home. All right, joining us once again, Laura Meyer.
Thank you. This is fun. This one's called Blackberry Lane. It's kind of angsty, so I have to get in that. It's where my parents used to live, but at opposite ends. Hence the angst. Hence the years of living out of my car. Roaming the West. Trying to send a letter that I never wanted to write. so strange. First house on the left, and the street is a dead end. So you drive by it once, and then you drive by it again. Blackberry Lane. Everything has changed. And you cannot help but stare. Then you reach for the mailbox as if someone were there. Blackberry Lane. Never quite the same. Blackberry. Strange. Since we have a live studio audience, I'll let you decide, are we feeling angsty or are we feeling kind of reflective? I'm hearing some angst. Cool. I'm taking it. We're going angsty. So this one's called Don't Let Them Collect You, which might be related to the last song, or at least Blackberry Lane. Yeah, it kind of speaks for itself. I hope you enjoy it. The only advice I'll give you. It's a lie. I was actually told recently that unsolicited advice is a form of abuse, so I'm trying to get better about that. Don't let them collect you. Don't let them collect you. They're just trying to get you, put you on their shelf. No one's gonna protect you. No one's coming to the rescue. They're just dying to dissect you, yeah, put you on their shelf. Sorry if I upset you. I didn't see them possess you. I didn't believe they could infect you. Yeah, turn you into something else. They're upon their shell. For all the costume changes, I don't know how to play any songs in standard tuning. So like just about every song I have is in a different tuning. It's very distracting. I gotta learn how to play chords one of these days. So I usually just tune all the strings to like one or two strings too. That's hence all the like sitar movements, because I just stay on one string. Too many options. So this one's called Blue Moon. I wrote it for, so I've been just orbiting for about 7 years now, and that you will get another motel song, but I haven't stayed in one in many years. I'm staying in a wonderful hotel tonight. Thank you. Yes. But, you know, it gets very expensive and depressing to stay in motels, so I just started going home with strangers a few years ago, and it's been really, it's been amazing. I take pictures of every bed, so I have like, or floor or couch, so I have like hundreds of pictures. And this is for Lorenzo Bertolini, who took me in Italy. I might have fallen in love with him. You can decide by the end of the song. Blue is the distance between me and you. Blue is the distance I fell into. Blue is the distance, am I getting through today? Blue, blue moon. He looked into my sleepy eyes. You can spend the night if you like. In the morning we walk to blue skies, but not as blue as that moon. He said, I've never seen such a blue, blue moon. Hung from heaven like a lost balloon. I have never seen such a blue, blue moon. Tell me, have you? Between me and you, blue is the water I am falling through. Blue is the water that fills my view, and it ain't no moon. When he took me to the train, said a prayer that it never came. My faith has had much better days than the morning that was so blue. Distance, am I getting through today? Blue, blue moon, we once knew. That blue, blue moon, they left too soon. So much. This has been such a joy. This last one is Motel Room Blues number 3. And it's the line is a phone book, a Bible, and a Bhagavad Gita, not a bag of Doritos. There's been some confusion. The Bhagavad Gita, if you don't know, it's maybe you should find me afterwards, because this is live and we have to, you know, keep things moving. But it's a great story. Arjuna, warrior, and it's the night before battle, and he doesn't know if he should fight or not, because he sees he'll be fighting his teachers and family members, and, you know, well, I could say something really bad there, but I won't. And so I was in this motel room in Athens, Georgia, and it was like 3 a.m, and I was sitting there with the Bhagavad Gita, and I didn't really know if I should keep fighting the fight. So between Athens and another motel room in Seattle, Washington, I had a lot of time to think about my chosen life path, and so this is it. Thank you. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. An empty motel room and me. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. I'm beginning to feel obsolete. That was so perfect. I think God has forgotten me. Maybe just ain't found me yet. I keep calling and calling. Tonight he ain't taking requests. So I open up to random pages, looking for some kind of sign. I keep calling on strangers just to pass the time. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. An empty motel room and me. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. And there ain't nobody here to see. If my book had just one letter, well, it would be one. I know I'm no saint. You're not handing out any favors today. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. An empty motel room with me. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. But tell me, does anybody read? Phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. It's getting so hard to believe. The phone book, the Bible, and the Bhagavad Gita. There's nothing left to do now but sleep.
Thank you, Laura. Laura Meyer, I guess. All right. This is Radio Live. Support for this program comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. On the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by our friends at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. Thank you, sponsors. All right, once again, we are joined by the Sarah Mac Band.
So when we were introduced, we talked about how we bring varying influences to the table. And so we do some jazzy stuff and some bluesy stuff. And then, you know, like, I love myself some Indigo Girls and some girl singer-songwriter. So we thought that I'd give you a girl singer-songwriter song. And Charlie and Claire are protesting. Just kidding. They're not really protesting. But see, it's totally girl singer-songwriter.
Do me
favor, look over my way and incline your head to me. Hear what I'm saying. I'm 30 years old and I'm tired of waiting. So sit down and start with hello. It seems like it would be so easy, but we've all felt the weight behind that word. And all my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. If what I'm requesting is too big of a step, well, I'll scale back the ask and I'll give you some help. 'Cause I'd rather be hurt than be mad at myself for not catching you as you walk by. The most gripping fear is when you realize what you've always wanted is within your grasp. Trade in the dream, you won't like what you get. And all my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. How will I know if I don't try to give you
that I started playing that song without the band is not because they're protesting, because one time we were playing somewhere and in the break they were like, hey, do you want a drink? And I was like, yeah. And they went off to the bar and then the promoter was like, all right, break's over, let's go. And I was like, the band's not here. So I had to come up real quick with something to play. And there you go. And the people enjoyed it, so it stuck. But now they're back. Hey, I'm glad you're back. Sometimes it gets lonely up here. I was talking to Laura backstage. I was like, man, how do you do it? Like, for a brief moment, I did this without a band. And it was really fun because I made a lot more money. You didn't have to split it, you know? But now...
But you weren't as entertaining.
Right. Charlie's got some really funny stories that he likes to tell in the van in our long trips. This song is about driving to Michigan, but really we've just been doing a whole lot of driving back and forth to Ohio. So we'll just say, well, yeah, it's about Michigan. That wasn't good. It was going to be funny, but I ran out of things to say. I'll just sing.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Just get me to Michigan so I can finally be with my true love again. Just get me to Michigan so I can be met by a genuine smile. Set my bearings 22 hours north until I hit the Great Lakes, then on to the Upper Peninsula where he waits. Every mile's like an ocean, it's drowning my thoughts and it grows every day we're apart. So get me to Michigan so that he can revive my heart. Just get me anywhere that his face might be found, the swarm of the crowd where for even a moment I might imagine that he is here now. 'Cause spanning the distance with sweet soft words into the telephone line somehow, that's never enough to satisfy me. Drowning my thoughts and it grows every day we're apart. So get me to Michigan so that he can revive my heart.
I know, that's radio, too.
I know, it's radio. Way to go.
Sorry.
We're both switching guitars.
So Pensacola has quickly become one of our favorite towns to play in. The first time we played in Pensacola was, I think, almost a year ago for the very first time. And we're from Tallahassee, so you would think that we would have been here, but we had not. So we'll actually be back in Pensacola again in June on the 26th at evenings at Old Seville Square. So we'd love to see you all again there.
I'm always amazed at this town. You guys are just so blessed with the music. This thing right here, I mean, we play in a lot of towns a lot bigger than Pensacola that don't have stuff that this cool
yeah.
And the support you guys do for music, it's pretty impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, so thanks for having us. Thanks for letting us be a part of it. We'll end this out with the first song we ever wrote.
the second song we ever wrote.
It's a little bit of a debate in the band.
I'm going to play the second one. They're going to do the first one.
The Saramac Band. Now Laura and Daryl are going to come out here, and we're going to get the whole ensemble together. How about a big round of applause for all of our great artists tonight? Thank you for being. And before they start up with our big finale number tonight, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director is Dale Regal. Our broadcast mix master tonight is Mr. Joe Vincenza. Our house sound, compliments of Mr. Tom Skinner. Our broadcast engineer tonight is Bob Barrett, back at the station, hopefully keeping us on the air. We have production assistance tonight from Randy Bobbitt, and our video director is Rodney Witherspoon. Our videographers are Jonathan Heide, Mariah Singerman, and Teresa Clark. And our house managers are Lindsay Myers and Katya Ivanov. Our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody.
So the Sarah Mac Band has a favorite album that on really, really long late night drives we listen to, and it's one of the, there's like three albums that we actually agree on. And one of them is Paul Simon's Graceland. And so so we were all trying to figure out what we were gonna do backstage. And it was suggested that we play, I didn't even know what the name of the song was. I just heard the riff and I was like, that's on Graceland. So we're going to try it. Is it muted?
You did such a great job, Tom. I didn't
get
this.
Oh, you're plugged into Laura's. Where you were.
Don't try this at home.
Surprise, it wasn't Tom's fault.
So we're gonna play this song off of Graceland.
Over the mountain and down in the valley lives a former talk show host. Everybody knows his name. He says there's no doubt about it. It was the myth of the fingerprints. Oh, I've seen them all, and man, they're all the same.
It's bloody and something's down.
Ever since the watermelon.
Black Pit Town.
Somebody said, what a better thing to do.
It's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world.
shows. Far and wide along his name was known. Oh, he said there's no doubt about it. It was a myth of a fingerprint. And that's why we must learn to live alone.
The sun gets bloody and the sun goes down.
Ever since the water met him.
Lights come up on a black pit town.
What's a better thing to do? It's not just me and it's not just you. It's all around the world.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you, Tom.